There was a reading of a will of a very rich man. And as the lawyer was reading the will, millions of dollars and yachts and houses were given away. And at the end, the lawyer read the following sentence: "And to my irresponsible nephew, Charlie, to whom I promised to make mention in my will. Hello, Charlie." We laugh because life is like that sometimes. It promises us a lot. But ultimately, as Shakespeare said, the future is not in the stars, but in ourselves. We would all love to win the lotto. We would all love to inherit a lot of money. But sometimes, because of these aspirations or dreams or fantasies, we neglect the opportunities that are presented before us. And so in today's gospel, as Jesus is curing people, he asks a very important question. Do you believe this can happen to you? Do you believe that you can become this and see again? Because even God can't save us if we don't want, if we don't desire, if we don't choose to act. So the question is very pertinent always and everywhere. Do you really want a new life? Do you really want to choose something when all your choices seem to mitigate that future? Does a person who carries and harbors anger in their heart over people who have been dead 20 years, does that person really want happiness? Does anger carried over a generation really want the freedom and opportunity of meeting new people? So today, you ask yourself the question. Don't cry over what has been past. Don't cry over opportunities lost. But open your eyes and ask yourself the serious question. Do I really want this for my life? And if you do, follow the ancient monastic axiom, ora et labora, pray and work, work and pray. And little by little, remember also what Jesus taught us, that the goal of life is not to achieve, not to get, but to become a better person no matter what happens to you. Remember what I said last week? You may have a dream, but you are the dream. And what a beautiful thing it will be. Wherever you end up, however your aspirations succeed or fail, that you will say at the end of your life, I became the person I wanted to be. I became a decent human being, a loving father, a loving mother, a friend. And then you can smile, because the happiness has just begun. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.